This is not Grey Goose.
I poured Grey Goose in there.
I used to be a bartender.
This music sucks.
I see you. I just gotta help them first.
I asked for a Grey Goose Red Bull.
Surprise me.
Do you know how to make a mojito?
Can you close me up?
Get the fuck out of here.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to Pour Us. I'm here with an old friend of mine, Teddy Owen. What's up, man?
How's it going, bro?
All right, listen, thanks for being on my show. I appreciate it.
No problem.
So, as usual, I have nothing planned. So I was just going to, stop by and, have a conversation. First of all...
Sounds good.
First of all, how have you been? It's been literally years since I've seen you.
It's probably been 5 years since you've seen me. I've been good, dude. I mean, same old shit, working.
Yeah.
Yep. Trying not to get coronavirus. Not voting. No, I'm kidding. I voted. I'm not going to tell you what I voted for. But, yeah, it was, it's the same shit, man. Mm-hmm. How about you?
Yeah, I changed careers because of COVID.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, everything's still fine. I'm living at home still, working on getting out.
Fucking
A. I was out. I was living with a girlfriend.
But that's your first mistake. Go on.
But karma came to fuck me.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
I got home from work, and stop it.
Yeah, so my cat's a pain in the ass. Did she unplug something?
Yeah.
Of course she did. That's what they do. They're really cute until you put wires in front of them. And they're just like, fuck, look at all these toys are here.
So I got home from work when I was still bartending. I was supposed to be home at like 2 a.m., but I got home at like 11. I got out early. And I brought Taco Bell home, and I got home and she was in the shower, so I knocked on the door. So like, if she hears someone walking around, she wasn't like, oh shit, I'm going to get raped in my shower. So I opened the door, and she's getting fucked already. Not by me.
By another guy?
By a different
person. Did you bring him Taco Bell?
No,
that's where you went wrong.
It was just the two of us.
Well, no, it wasn't. See?
Yeah.
It was not just the two of you. You always got to bring the extra dude Taco Bell, bro. You would still be in a relationship if you did that. This is your fault. You fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, that was a mutual breakup. Her and the guy she was fucking mutually decided they weren't going to date me anymore. Yeah, so I saw him in her, and then what I did was I ate my fucking food.
Wait, okay, so this is gonna... Did you sit down in the bedroom and just
in my kitchen. I sat in my kitchen.
Were they banging in the kitchen?
In the shower.
They were banging in the shower?
Yeah.
You should have sat on the toilet bowl and ate it. That's what you should have done.
I should have. But no. So So I'm sitting there eating my food. I put all my clothes in garbage bags, and I fucked off. That was the end of it.
Right on.
Yeah.
So she kept the apartment?
Yeah, she kept everything.
Did you get your security back?
No.
God damn it, dude.
Apartment, my fucking bed, my fucking furniture, everything, all my shit. My favorite snacks.
The snacks? You're worried about your...
Yeah, why the fuck does he get to eat my snacks?
Yeah, well, maybe he didn't. Yeah, he did.
He probably did. He sure did.
You got a nice bed?
I did.
You did? Yeah.
I got a new one.
That's unfortunate. So now you're back at home?
Yeah, so now I'm back with my parents, which is, it's all right.
And you're what, 40 what?
I'm almost 27.
You're almost 27? All right, so that's not bad. I'll tell you what, you got to be out before you're 30.
I'm going to be out before I'm 20. I'll be 27 in December. Yeah. I'm going to be out before I'm 28.
Yeah, all right, good. Got to be out before you're 30, because if you're 30 and you're living at home, and you're not, like, your parents aren't really sick or whatever, you're never getting laid.
No, absolutely not.
You're not. You're not. Well, I mean, unless if the girls are, like, really young, but, like, a age-appropriate female won't touch you if you're living at home.
So I've learned.
It's true.
So, so you work for UPS. You drive boxes around to fucking people.
I don't drive boxes around. I buy a truck full of boxes around. You can't drive a box.
You can drive a box.
I mean...
Listen... Between you and me, I drive some serious box.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, you don't.
But yeah, so you drive a truck box around.
I do.
To fucking losers who don't want to go out and buy stuff on their own.
Well, okay, so yes, that was pre-COVID, but now with COVID, I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean...
Did COVID, like, blow up your business? Because I know now is, like, when you start getting slammed anyway.
Yeah, so pretty much what happened was Christmas ended last year. Then,
as it does,
it ended, and the rush ended for about, I don't know, maybe 2 months, and then COVID hit, And pretty much what happened was, it went. We had peak season, Christmas, lasted an entire year. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Which is, it's weird. So it's the same thing as like when the economy went to crap in 08. Like some people didn't work. And then they were scared. They found a job. And then the people that were working worked harder than they ever did in their life. But the COVID did the same shit.
Right.
So it was insane. It was. I found out that UPS is completely bomb-proof. Like, the job's not going anywhere. So if you that's ever good. Want a job that's never going to go anywhere, sign up. But you're not. You're going to hate everything about your life.
I already do. So. Yeah. Yeah.
You won't live with your parents, but because you'll make enough money to live on your own. But yes, you'll.
That's good.
Yeah.
I do. So I actually have another girlfriend now. It's been a year.
Okay.
It's not recent. It's been a year. I'm dating someone else, and she's actually she just got her own apartment for the first time.
Nice. So you're moving in there.
Fuck no. I learned my lesson. I'm not gonna do that shit twice. Right. That is a social experiment. Not worth doing two times.
Yeah. I did it three times. It's not worth it.
Yeah. I'm gonna. I'm not living with someone until I'm engaged.
Smart move.
And even then, I'm probably not.
That's, no, I mean.
But yes. But I'll probably be there a lot of times. So
yeah. So where does she think you live?
She knows I live at home. She's been at my house.
How old is she?
31.
What does she look like?
I'll show you.
I gotta see this. My cat's about to jump up.
This is Megan.
Let me see her. All right, she's way out of your league, bro. What are you doing?
I've known that my whole life.
You've known it your whole life?
I've known that my whole life, that she's way out of my league.
Oh, that she's... yeah. I was going to say, like, what are you, conning her? Do you show her somebody else's bank account? I mean, you're better than that guy. Come on.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
That guy sucks. wait. Is that the French flag that's over that picture? Because I think that's L.A. She just... All right, well, she's... way better looking than you are.
Yeah.
So how about you, dude? I'm like on Instagram and I'm flipping through like I normally do.
Yeah.
I just sit back and I just start going through like staring at everybody's bullshit. And then all of a sudden I just see you holding a microphone screaming at people. And I was like, oh my God, Scott's homeless.
I'm not screaming at people.
It sure looks like you're pacing around. I was like, he's begging people for money. And then I click on it and I'm like, oh, he thinks he's a fucking comedian. And you know what? You're kind of funny. Like a little bit. Some of your skits are funny. But my thing with you that I want to ask.
Yes.
You're a comedian. I'm a musician in our off time. We're both terrible at it because we haven't gone anywhere.
Yep.
But do you feel that with the political correctness of today with comedy? Because if you watch like comedy from the 80s to the 90s to now,
mm-hmm.
right? Even the early 2000s to now, it's changed a lot.
Mm.
It's not the way it used to be.
Fuck no. Look, Eddie Murphy's special, what the fuck's it called? From the 80s?
Ridiculousness? No, that was a show. What the fuck was it?
He was wearing a red leather fucking
outfit.
Yeah,
yeah, and he was talking about how gays can't kiss him because his girlfriend gets AIDS on the lips. That one. Yeah, right. Yeah.
We can't say that shit anymore. But,
I mean, you can, but then you really will be homeless screaming at people on a microphone.
Yeah, but I guess in a way it has kind of affected things, but the way I look at it, and I've seen a lot of like interviews with like actual professional comedians and whatever.
Yeah.
And the way it's pretty much explained is you can say whatever you want if you're not like... if you're not malicious about it.
Okay.
If you have to find the right words to talk about the right topic, but if it's like funny, like there's no such thing as too soon, there's no such thing as you can't talk about that.
Well, no, the internet proved it. There's no such thing as too soon.
Right. like today, for example, 5.5 seconds after Trebek was fucking dead, I tweeted, well, it looks like Jeopardy needs a new host. Luckily, There's a television host who needs a new job.
There you go. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, it was like when Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, right?
Yep.
I saw that and I was like, oh, that sucks. Like, she's a hot, cool person. And the next post down was a meme, and it was like, I'll die before I see Trump on a win another term. And then above it was Jesus Christ going, Welcome home, bitch. I was like, Jesus Christ, it's been 10 minutes. The fucking internet doesn't give a shit. It's fun. Like, it's crazy, man. So, like, yeah, like, I guess you're right. I mean, I guess that's literally what it is. I guess, like, with that stuff. Because, like, with music and shit, you could always, music just plays to the time, you know?
Right.
Music hasn't really been shit in the past 10, 20 years, but you could pretty much play and say whatever the hell you want, you know? There's a following for everything, but with comedy, especially getting, like, mainstream, which, I don't even know if you want to do that. Do you want to go mainstream?
Do I want to or will I? That's two very different questions. Yeah.
Look, there's a very slim chance you're going to go mainstream, but I would say that to anybody. Right. I mean, dude, for every great guitar player that's out there, there's a 50 million that are just as good, if not better. Same with comedians. It's an art form, so that's just the way it goes.
Right.
But would you want to?
I mean, yeah, that'd be awesome. But the thing is, and also, I don't know if you know who Andrew Schultz is. He's a comedian, and he started. He's been doing it for a long time. People have known him for a long time, but he started like blowing up recently because his whole thing is, you don't fuck Netflix, fuck like Amazon and shit, like fuck the industry is his whole thing. Like, if you have a camera now and a computer, You're your own industry now. Like, you don't need, like, there's nobody putting out, like, Netflix and HBO, they're not putting out like 6 specials a year. Like, we're not all competing with each other.
Right.
People are dropping hour long specials on YouTube by themselves all the fucking time now. If you have a YouTube channel and like if you're good enough, you can get big, and that's how you become mainstream.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't need the industry anymore.
Yeah, music's the same way. It's the same shit. You don't need an industry. You can literally just go out and get fucking recording equipment.
Exactly.
Record shit in your bedroom, put that shit out, and boom, that's it.
And eventually someone's going to find you, and that's how you get a following.
And if you're skinny blonde, you can go to a beach, and you're now, an influencer, right? That's what they call those 100%. Girls?
Yep.
Instagram influencers, which I still am fucking confused about what that is. That's what sucks. That's how I know I'm getting old.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I know you're getting old because I'm looking at you.
Do you? Thanks. Yeah, it's true, man. I got pictures and I'm like, oh, fuck, look, that's when I was in high school 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. That's great. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah,
last time we spoke, the band you were in is Hot Pink Apocalypse. I don't even know if that exists.
That doesn't exist anymore. Are you kidding me? That
was awesome.
But it was a cool band, but... that wasn't gonna last. Dude, look, you fucking get to your mid-30s, and you'll see, dude, there's gonna be comedians that you're hanging out with now that are just gonna fall off to stop doing it. That's just what happens. I just never stopped. I'm just not gonna stop playing, you know? And that's why I'm single, and I have a cat. I have one. I hear that the requirement to die alone with cats is you have to have more than one. So I think if I just get one, I'll be all right eventually.
Well, weren't you dating someone recently?
I've recently dating people. Oh. It's a bit of a problem. I'm actually starting to think it's me.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's them anymore. I'm not answering. That's my dad. That shit's a 45 minute. Then I'm gonna have to explain to him what a fucking podcast is. See, here's the thing. Like, we're like at the cut. Well, I am. You're 27. You're almost 27. Yeah. I'm gonna be 39. So
Jesus,
I'm like, fuck you. 39 years young. That's one of my favorite podcasts. People say. I can't explain to my dad what a podcast is right now. Are you fucking kidding me? I got him an iPhone. It was ridiculous. He's trying to text me, right? So this is great. I got my dad. Should I just wait for you to put the video up?
No, keep
elevator going. Music.
No, keep going. You're good.
All right, so I'm fucking, I'm trying to show my dad. My dad's got this flip phone from like 1831. And it's so fucking old. The system that the phone runs on to work as a phone. I feel like I should stop talking.
No,
you're setting a fucking video up.
It's fine.
You know, you are completely unprofessional. You're comedic. If your fucking comedic routine is anything like this fucking podcast,
listen, it's fine.
You are screwed, sir.
Yeah, Pete, first of all,
put the fucking
I'm working on people. You know, people can't fucking see this part. Like, what do you mean?
I know they can't because you're shit when you're doing that. You should be running both at the same time. Did you? You sat down with me. Did you think that this wasn't gonna be funny?
I knew it was gonna
you're
be
You're like,
funny.
Let me make a video just in case of fucking. So my dad, he had this fucking phone from 1836, right? So there was this flip phone. He was like, dude, it doesn't break. I did push play. Did I just take a picture of us?
No, you just didn't hit record. Okay, now it's gone. Nope, now it's not. Now it's gone.
There. All right. So,
your dad had a flip phone
from 1836. It was indestructible, and he was all happy about it.
Yeah.
But what happened was however the fucking phone works, the server that this phone ran on is not in existence anymore. It does not work. So he's all pissed off. So I was like, dude, just go get a fucking iPhone. So I take him down to the store, get him an iPhone, and he starts texting me. And I'm getting text messages, and it's like, Terry this and Terry. I'm like, who the fuck is Terry? His fingers are so fat, he can't work the damn keyboard on the phone. So he finds this marvelous thing where you can press and talk, right? Text to talk, right? So he's like, dude, he's like, have you ever heard of this? I was like, no, you know, I've never heard of text to talk, Dad, never. I have no idea what it is. So I go meet up with him, and he's all excited about showing me this thing, and he clicks on, because he's like, look, I can even do Google. So he like clicks on the fucking internet, and he goes to say what he wants to see, and I'm like, image search black dick. And then he can't figure out how to unswipe out of it. I get out of his car and I leave.
So your dad's just sitting there.
My dad is sitting there with a phone full of black dicks, and I was like, this is the best day of my life. So I'm not gonna pick up the phone when my dad calls, because the first thing I'm gonna say is I'm in the middle of a podcast. He's gonna be like, "What the fuck is a podcast?"
And how do you explain a podcast to an old guy?
Yeah, I would pretty much say, like, remember when radio existed? It's kind of like that, except
here, move over a little.
Oh, but I would be like, it's kind of like that, except everybody now thinks that everybody has a podcast, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, so it's everybody thinks they're fucking a new, but dude, this shit too. Like, this is hard to get into too. This podcast stuff. It's a hard world. Like, so my favorite venue in the podcast world is True Crime. Mm-hmm. I will eventually start a True Crime podcast, but it's so. I mean, the competition is fucking horrendous, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's weird because some podcasts come out and they pick up real fast and they're real good, mm-hmm. you know. And then other podcasts I listen to, I'm like, fuck, this podcast sucks. Terribly. So I'm like, oh, I could totally, and this is a funny thing, so I was like sitting down to write a platform on a podcast, and I was like, you know, I could totally do this, I could totally do a true crime podcast, and I realized that I'm just copying all my favorite podcasts.
Well, that's all podcasts are. It's just people. There's only so much shit to do.
Yeah, I mean, what are you got two assholes sitting around a table, right, with a fucking microphone.
Like I'm sitting here like I'm the fucking Joe Rogan experience, just going and interviewing fucking
people. You're not the Joe Rogan experience at all, my friend.
Oh, I'm better.
Elon Musk will never be on this podcast. There's no way. So,
damn it.
Yeah. So, but the comedy thing's doing good. Have you done like a nightclub yet? I mean, well, they're probably not open.
So I started literally in February.
Dude, what? So you. How scared were you to be a comedian? Because you like were like, oh shit, I can't perform in front of anybody. I'm going to start my career now. Like, nobody's allowed in comedy clubs. I'm going to be a comedian.
No, so I started before everything shut down. Like, right before everything shut down.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or maybe right in January. And then...
Yeah, because I think everything started shutting down. Oh, March. You're right. All right.
Yeah, so, and even in the beginning and middle of March, people were still like, you can fucking go out if you want, but it's probably a bad idea.
Right.
So, so then everything shut down. Right before everything shut down, I did one show at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. Didn't make one fucking person laugh.
Yeah, that sucks.
And before that, at like the open mics at like TIFFs and Morris Plains and stuff like that, I also didn't make anybody laugh. But like that's, you're not supposed to, like when you first start, you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Who told you that you're not supposed to win?
Every comedian is like,
all right, well that's good, because I was like, oh yeah, no, my dad told me it's okay.
No, every comedian's like, yeah, you're not fucking funny, and keep doing it. It's like in AA, they're like, keep coming back, and I'm like, well, I fucking suck at this. I'm like, yeah, but
yeah. If you still suck at that, don't you?
Maybe, but I'm still sober.
But you're like, oh yeah, that's amazing. I cannot believe you're still sober. I mean, it's good.
Almost 7 years.
That's fucked up.
It is fucked up.
That's fucked. No, dude, it's... Yeah, no, how about now, like, with New Jersey legalizing marijuana? You know how many slow car accidents there's going to be? You know how many fucking...
But yeah, I
4 mile an hour car accidents. Fucking.
I feel like if you weren't smoking weed illegally, you're not going to start now.
No, I don't believe that at all. I think that's bullshit. I know a lot
you
of people.
You really think people weren't smoking weed and they're going to now?
Absolutely. I know a lot of people that were like, well, it's illegal. That's why I'm not doing it. Hell yeah. Absolutely, dude. There's a lot of fucking weird old people out there that are like, you know, like they were like, oh, no, weed's a gateway drug, but now it's legal. They'd be like, oh, well, it's legal. I guarantee you, man. And watch, there are people who are already fucking driving slow. You know what they're going to drive like now? Did you hear Oregon legalized?
You could do coke and heroin in Oregon.
Yeah, and fucking mushrooms. But they didn't call them fucking mushrooms. They called it something, like, some other stupid shit. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, you're going to be able to blow coke? Drive down the road on mushrooms? Like, I mean,
And they just give you a
don't do that, but.
But yeah, so I first started and I didn't know anything about comedy. So I didn't make anybody laugh. And my jokes are terrible. But literally in quarantine, I spent a lot of time on YouTube. And you can learn anything on YouTube. But like, I found this channel. It's called the Hot Breath Podcast, actually. But he's also on YouTube. And it's a comedian. He's from Atlanta. And he interviews famous comedians. Like, that's his whole thing. He also has a class online, and that it teaches you how to structure a joke and, like, where you get jokes from. And now I actually have, like, some pretty funny jokes. Like,
Dog, give me your best joke.
Okay, so this isn't my best joke, but I think you'll appreciate it. In AA, they tell us, you know, one of the keys to success is to come early. My girlfriend does not agree. But I'm just going to keep taking it one lay at a time. And I'm going to keep coming.
You're fucked
on
up.
Her back.
Yep. All right. I mean, that was. I think if you did it not in my living room.
Right.
You know, yeah, that was
fucked up. Like, I was such a drunk back in the day that when Jack Daniels did their taxes, they claimed me as a dependent.
That's good. What was your ratio between YouTube and Pornhub in this point?
50-50.
No, yeah, but still, like, then what? You're going to fucking masturbate into a pillow full of tears? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would you want to look
at this? The thing is, I wasn't even that fucking upset about it. Like, it was shitty for a long time. Like, I remember one time...
Well, yeah, you had to move back home. COVID hit, and you weren't allowed out, which means you had to move back home, and then you were trapped inside
with your parents. There was over a year in that time. August 2019 is when that happened.
Oh, that was that long ago.
Yeah. All right. That was a long time ago. So it's fine.
So when did you start dating this girl?
October 2019.
So you've been with her for a year,
this girl. Yeah. Yeah, living with a girlfriend is kind of like living with a
living girl. Look, living in it was, and this is the guy that truth. When you move in with a significant other, be female or male, whatever you feel like sleeping with that year, the difference between that and marriage is a piece of paper.
Yeah.
It's fucking really hard to make that shit work.
Yeah.
Especially, like, so, like, I moved out real young, so I've been, like, living on my own, whether it be with roommates or in my own apartment for a while. So, for me, for people like that, it's hard because you've got the one part where you've never lived with this person before, which everybody will get, but it's also, like, I've been on my own, in my own place, doing my own thing for so long, like... Any like wrench that gets thrown into that, I guess that's the sacrifice stuff you gotta go through, man. I don't know. Like right now, I ain't willing to do that shit.
Right.
I want to ride motorcycles and fucking have fun, which is also a great thing. Mm-hmm. So I had a pseudo midlife crisis when I turned 35. I was like, you know, how many ways have I tried to kill myself in this life? You know what? I'm gonna buy a fucking motorcycle. Let's see how this goes.
Yeah, that started real out of nowhere, didn't it?
It came out of nowhere. Yep. Yeah, I was dating a girl who rode, and I liked it. I also liked her, and now that's over. And I have a bike, so I got something cool out of it. But, yeah, it's fucking weird. I didn't think I was going to like it as much as I do, but it is inherently dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they're like, oh, yeah, it's dangerous, they ain't fucking around. It's seriously dangerous. I almost get hit, like, 6 times every time I take the bike out. For some reason, I still fucking do it.
That's crazy. Have you fallen yet?
I have not fallen yet. I've come close. I came real close to getting wrecked, too. Real close. Like, fucking real close. I was coming down Green Pond Road in Rockaway, and my light was green, and this person in the Escalade, I say person because the windows were tinted, I think it was a girl, went right through the fucking red light right in front of me, and then saw me, I'm assuming, and stopped dead in the middle of the road. As I was doing, like, 50 miles an hour towards her, I went around her as she inched into me. like right by, like she almost hit me, and a kid in a Subaru pulled up next to me. I was like, I almost threw up on my steering wheel. I was like, you think I didn't think I feel like I have shit in my underwear. I was like, I'm gonna get killed by somebody in a fucking Escalade, and they're gonna drive off, because that's the worst part.
Right.
You know, if you get yacked up on it, they're gonna drive off. They're just gonna leave you in the road. You're gonna be like, fuck off. You're not gonna get any money. Nobody's gonna say anything. You know, they're just fucking. It's the worst. You're fucking terrible.
Sounds like a fun hobby you have.
It is. I mean, the worst would be if it, like, if I don't know, like, imagine, like, fucking just becoming, like, a paraplegic, you know, and having to push yourself around with a straw. That would be fucking terrible.
With a straw?
Yeah. You know, like, fuck. Like, see, and that shit goes to my head sometimes. Like, afterwards, I was like, oh, shit, what if she hit me? What if I got yacked up right there and then I lived? You know?
Fuck. Yeah, that'd be fucked.
It'd be fucked. Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, life got boring as shit.
Right.
It did.
Right.
That's what happens, you know, you're mid-30s, everyone's like, oh, what's, you know, I was like, I remember being terrified in my 30s. Are you terrified of hitting 30?
I'm not going to hit 30.
Yeah. Dude, you're a shitty comedian, of course you are. You're going to hit 30 and it's going to go, dude, I'm telling you, bro, it's like, when you hit 30, everything changes. It's for the better, though, kind of, some things.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, right? So with the pregnancy shit, with the fucking having kids. So,
do you want kids?
What, no. Absolutely not. I don't want children. You know how much of a... Okay. It was brought to my attention by a really good friend of mine. If children are the worst STD known to man, I think that is the best way to fucking put it. Because children, you have to pay for up until they're 18, except nowadays it's probably 35. They're going to move out of your house, and then you're going to move out of your house. You're going to get old. You're going to wither away and die, and they're going to get all your shit. Name me an STD that does that.
No, that's exactly. The worst one. That's worst the worst one.
So, no, but the reality here is I'm too self-centered for a kid. I don't want to give fucking... I want to ride. I want to play guitar. I want to do my thing. I don't want to have a kid.
Right.
So I become single. I go out on...
How did you become... You just woke up and were single?
What That's happened? How it happens. I wake up and they're like, hey, this isn't working anymore. And I'm like, okay, have a good time. You know, it's like, stop, play record, here it comes again. I swear to God, dude, it's fucked up. But I went out on two dates, and this was a while back. This was like the last girl that... Not the last girl that left me, the one before her. So I fucking... Yeah, like I said, yeah, I want kids, yeah. So I fucking... I went on these two dates. I tried internet dating for the first time.
Mm.
I never knew. It's fucking terrible. Like, internet dating is really fucking weird. I feel like my generation missed it. Like, we...
Did you do the apps or did you do actual internet dating?
I did actual internet dating. I didn't do the apps.
So you didn't miss any... That's what your generation is doing. The actual internet. Okay. I'm doing, like, Tinder and Bumble and, like,
Grindr. I thought Tinder was just a fuck app.
It is. And that's the best one.
Did you meet your girlfriend on Tinder?
Not this one, but I have.
Oh, yeah. How long did that relationship last?
Well, that
31 seconds.
That was complicated. Yeah, as long as I could fuck her.
Yeah, see, I would never want to do that. That's just too... I'm too lazy for that. There's just too many fucking shit going on with that. Fuck that. Yeah, so I go on this internet. I went on the actual internet. I didn't do a fucking app. I went to the, like, whatever the fuck it was. I can't remember. It wasn't ChristianMingle.com.
TeddyDates.com.
Yeah, it's some bullshit like that. JDate or something. I don't know what the fuck it was. I went on some shit, and it wasn't Grindr. I know that. So I meet these two ladies that are in the proper age thing, and, like, from the hip they shot, man. Like, the first girl was like, how do you feel about kids? And I was like, I don't feel any way about them. I don't want them. And she was like, you know, that's cool. I'm glad you said that. Like, I got, let's, like, hang out. Maybe we'll hang out a couple more times and I ain't gonna date you because that's that. And I was like, yo, I respected that, right? I was like, yo, this next one you're really gonna like. Because that one, I was like, yo, you're cool as hell. Like, that was great. Had a good time. See you later. The second girl I went out with, same exact shit. Like, we went out to eat. Like, the dinner came out and she was like, how do you feel about kids? And I was like, I don't want them. And she was like, I don't even know why I'm here then. Yo, bro. I ate my food as fast as I possibly could. And I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. I got up and I ghosted her. She had to pay for the bill. I was like, bro, like, what the fuck are you going to act like? She, from that point on, she was like the biggest bitch I've ever gone on a date with, dude. So I was like, yo, fuck this. I ain't paying for this meal. I'm out. And I walked outside and I left.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I was like, dude, fuck this. She got stuck with that bill, dude. Yeah, so never saw her again.
Right.
I got a bunch of messages. They were. You fucking yeah. You can't do that. You got to put a lock on yourself, and it sucks. It does. It does blow. How? What are your hours like?
Way worse than I thought they were gonna be. I thought the restaurant was gonna be fucking bad. Working till 2 a.m. every day. I'm working fucking 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., which doesn't sound that terrible. But I'm fucking waking up at 7 because it's an hour away. So I from 7 to 8, I'm like getting ready and whatever. I take my time. I could do it in 20 minutes if I wanted to. But
you're an hour away from Wayne.
I'm like 43 minutes.
Okay.
So and you know I go get Dunkin' or whatever in the morning. So like it takes up my and at 7 o'clock we're fucking done. I get home around 8, whatever it is, and like it takes up your whole fucking day.
Dunkin'? You drink fucking Dunkin' Blow Nuts?
Yeah, I don't. Fuck Starbucks, first of all.
No, I'm not saying. No, fuck Starbucks, totally. But what about fucking local
by the way,
coffee?
We need sponsors. Starbucks and Dunkin'.
Look, if you can get fucking Bob's fucking barista up the street to sponsor you, I'll be fucking amazed. Nobody's gonna listen to this shit. It's cool. I got all excited about like a podcast. I realized that you actually owe the fucking podcast world followers. No, the reality is, what about fucking like local coffee places? Fuck Dunkin' Donuts.
That doesn't even exist anywhere.
What are you talking about? There's two of them in this town. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh yeah, actually, my friends own Boone Coffee.
Oh,
the Main Brothers.
Yeah.
Cool fucking guys.
Yeah,
they're fucking hustlers too. They have pliables or whatever. They have they just bought another one. They have an MMA gym, which that's where I know them from. They're my.
You did MMA?
I do.
You do MMA? What are you like? The towel boy? Do you hand the guys that are doing it water? Because that's technically not doing MMA.
No, I do jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai. But
do they have you pushing a broom and they tell you that that's what that is?
No.
They're like, here, it's Muay Thai. Grab this broom and start like, remember fucking Karate Kid. Keep sweeping the floor, Scott.
Yeah, they have me sanitizing the mess. No, I
you do MMA, huh?
Yeah, well, I haven't been there since everything fucking started. They
COVID shut our entire worlds down.
Yeah, they opened back up, but I haven't gone back because I'm a fucking pussy. But also, I'm not that much of a pussy because a couple weeks ago they had like a big fucking surge of people with COVID at the gym, so they shut down again.
Yeah,
and they just reopened.
I think this is going to be the worst podcast on the internet.
Listen, I have some of my other episodes are pretty good.
So it's me. It is me.
All right. Well, listen. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for checking us out. Thank you again, Teddy, for being here with me. I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Check out my other episodes. Teddy, where can people find you?
Instagram at Teddy Don't Gram, but I do gram.
check out SDLComedy.com. Check out SDL Comedy on Instagram. That's my Instagram account. And also, Poor Us has an Instagram account, Poor Us Pod. So check us out, and look out for other episodes. I'll see you later, guys.